Finally, today to St. Paul, Minnesota's Winter Carnival, which is in full swing, has been for more than 120 years.
And so has the St. Paul Bouncing Team. Here's how the sport of bouncing works. A girl sits on a blanket and a bunch of folks grab that blanket and toss her into the air as high as 30 feet. Producer Todd Melby dropped by the tryouts.
Okay, my name is Greg Gusweiler, and I'm on the board of directors with the St. Paul Bouncing Team. The general gist of the bouncing team consists of a blanket that's made of kind of a canvas awning material with some batting in between it. It's about 8 feet in diameter with 14 sets of handles on it. We equip it with 14 guys, and then we roll one of our bouncing girls on there and get them in sync with everyone and have a cadence of one, two, up she goes, and we rocket our bouncing girl up in the air 25 to 35 feet in the air.
I'm Jamie Berg, and I am 123 pounds, and it's recommended that you're, I believe it's 110 pounds or less. The lighter she is, the higher she flies, but people that were more than me can still fly pretty high. I am trying to be the St. Paul bouncing girl. This is my third time trying this. The first year I was absolutely terrible. I went up, I screamed my head off, I fell on my face. It was so funny. I laughed so hard. The second year I did really well and I made it into the top three. So this year I just hope not to fall on my face.
My name is Mary Adama and I weigh 116 pounds. This has been a goal I've had for a really long time to try out for the bouncing team. I was going to do it when I turned 30, but I was really busy with toddlers. And then I was going to do it when I turned 40, but I was extremely busy with teenagers. And now I'm 50, and I'm all out of excuses. So I meet the age requirement, which is to be over 21. I am. And they prefer you're under 120 pounds, and I still am. So I thought, gosh, if I don't do it now, it'll never happen.
Now, how this works tonight is the judges rate the ladies on height, poise, and how they handle themselves on the blanket. If I could have all the contestants meet Dawn. There she is. Meet Dawn. All the contestants, please meet Dawn, and we'll get started here in a little bit. Thank you.
So, they let you get on, and they bounce you a few times, practice bounces, so you can get the feel of it, and then they'll say, ready, begin. One, two, and after two, they're gonna launch you, and it's up she goes. And then when you're in the air, we want you to do just a straddle jump, you know, try to look poised and have fun, and there's no reason to look at the blanket because they're going to catch you. This bouncing team can trace its history back to 1886, and no one's been dropped.
One, two, up she goes.
God, I'm just shaking. I'm shaking. Oh, my.
Good job.
I know, it's different than you expect.
The 2008 Bouncing Girl serving 3 years is Allie Lucan. Allie, have a bounce.
It's Alicia Lucan, or I go by Allie, and I weigh 108. It's a free-falling feeling. You have no control. And I think that's a hard thing for a lot of people is you don't have any control. So it's all on the guys, and as soon as they launch you up, it's away you go, and it's just a matter of kind of hanging out in air, having, like, no gravity kind of a thing. So.
One, two, up she goes!
Our story on the Bouncing Girl was produced by Hearing Voices. To see photos and video of the team's star bouncing girls flying through the air, go to npr.org.
And Day to Day is a production of NPR News with Slate.com. We are Alex.